When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We'll get to Bill's throws in 1 second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge. First Rate Ag. Ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business.
26.
Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Those guys are kind of, like I said, they're in the final phase of coddling the corn and the soybeans.
Coddling.
They're doing the coddling right now. It's the kind of the final coddle is what's going on. I had a chance with had the call yesterday, the conference call, which was tremendous. The way they communicate with everyone, they communicate with their customers like that the same way. It's not like when you talk to them once or twice a year, they talk almost on a daily basis.
Really?
To all their customers, texting, finding out what their needs are, what has to happen, all those things. Holdridge, it's where everything goes down. That's a great place to vacation. And those guys have set up there, and they're west of town. They're by Loomis.
Okay. So yes. You take Amtrak to Holdridge. You
take Amtrak to Holdridge, and they'll come pick you up and take you out to the farm.
That's a service.
Yes, a service. They'll pick you up like that. It's not like an Uber price. They pick you up, and when they pick you up that they'll have snacks, waters, and sodas in the truck for you.
Yeah. Even if it's early in the morning.
Absolutely. A hot cup of coffee would be nice.
Yeah, that
Thank
would
you,
be
Parker.
Nice. I had a question before we get to Bill's Thrills. Tim,
you're going
Tim. No, it's a good question. Tim,
the last
YouTube,
time you went to the YouTube, you got pretty.
Yeah, well, yeah,
it's
salty,
a fair
you got,
question.
They were yelling
we can
you.
Do a public service here. Tim says, "What time should I head to Fan Day tomorrow? And when do you get there?" It's tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 12:30 inside the Hawks Championship Center.
11 a.m. to 12:30
tomorrow. Yes. 11 a.m. to 12:30.
You'll miss Georgia Tech, Florida State
for Fan Day.
Yeah,
it's important. Get your pictures and autographs.
Yes.
Know? So, all right, it is time for Bill's Thrills on a Friday. Let's fire it up. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Right? Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill has informed me that it's a Freaky Friday, aka also Wild Card Friday.
Freaky Wild Card. Thank you again for Mid Plains Advisors. Right now, I'm telling you, you want to jump on this. You want to be on top of this. It's an election year. You want to be dialed in. I love saying that all the time. You know, it's an election year. Yeah. I'm not sure what that means, but I do know this.
There's an election.
There's an election. I do know that. And if you're with Mid Plains Advisors, you know what it's going to be? It's going to be a great money-making situation. They're ahead of the game with that. And again, having lunch with them is incredible. Myself and Jake have been able to do that.
We have had lunch at
Wilderness Ridge.
It was delightful.
And
this company's
incredible.
Called...
Like that?
Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes. They've been with us now for 3 years. Yes.
When you every have day. The word advisors in your name, that's
a lot.
It's power.
Yeah. And that's not, you don't get to name yourself that. That's, you have to earn that. They'd have to do
that. Or you could just name yourself.
you have to do an application for advisors. Mm-hmm. If we're three-legged stool advisors, we'd have to go through the State Department.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot
advisors.
Of things. Advisors. A lot of things going on with that. Well,
did
Freaky
you just
Friday,
flip it? Did you just
I did. It? I thought we're going to do something different for Friday. I wanted to talk about better times. I'm going to go back in time. Better times. What's going on tonight all around the state? Any ideas, Steve? What's going on?
I can't say that I know.
It's scrimmage time.
It is.
It's kind of a combination scrimmage, mock scrimmage. The whole situation right there. It's the ultimate thing going on tonight that all these small towns go to. And Steve stole the headline, but that's okay. Of a scrimmage like that, the soap scrimmage, in that no longer exists. So you say soap scrimmage. It was true in my day and prior to in SIP's day. This probably went up until maybe mid 80s to 90s, maybe. When you came on Friday, you brought a bar of soap. That's how you got admitted.
For the locker room.
That's how you got admitted.
I had no idea that.
Absolutely.
For
so
the locker room.
My dad would have a giant box, mm-hmm. and we got done. There would be 200 bars of soap. Mm-hmm. And there'd be a giant box that just sat by the shower. And that'd be you got excited if you got an Irish Spring. That was a big deal to get that. But it was a true soap scrimmage.
You had to bring soap.
So when you heard the term, Jake, soap scrimmage, okay. What did you think it was?
I honestly had no idea. I didn't know where to start.
You had no idea, but which I think is
no
common
idea.
Now. It was a true thing. The soap scrimmage was
100.
Yeah, so it was all about the historical obtaining of hygiene. The historical obtaining of hygiene. Better times.
Bars of soap.
Everyone showed up with bars
legit,
of soap.
Legit. Yes. I mean, I went to a. I didn't play
football. I know.
So,
you're the voice
so
of football.
No football.
Yes. So no football.
I didn't play football for Columbus High, but I went to the soap scrimmage and I brought soap.
Brought soap. Yes.
100.
And it would carry over. Now, the soap also would carry over through basketball and continue on. It would continue on. But you'd be, like I said, even in a small town, you're getting like 250 bars.
Yeah.
So you had soap for that, and it was always kind of a big deal. Hey, get a new bar out. It was incredible.
Yeah. For the locker room.
I'm getting personal texts about this. So my wife has chimed in. She says Crofton did that while she was in high school. I'd even heard of the term.
Your wife is from Crofton. They had it.
You know, the early 2010s. Basically,
anyone else from the text line? The historical obtaining of hygiene, the soap scrimmage.
Derek Bombeck has texted my personal phone. We just saw him. You know, an hour ago, he says, "I played in a soap scrimmage. Zesty was like gold."
Oh, it was when you looked at the bar.
I think it's Zest.
He said Zesty.
Zest. I think it was Zest.
Come on,
I don't know if it's Zesty. I don't know.
It's an ice cream shop.
Let's Zesto. Or bring some soft serve for the kids. They'll clean up with some soft serve.
Try to clean up with that.
Yeah, the different and also you'd get some incredible. You get some incredible knockoffs also. You get some soap. You go, wow, what's this?
Well, what is that?
You'd still
is that
use
actually
it.
Soap?
Yeah, that's not really soap.
That's
I don't
not
think.
Really soap.
But anyway, no, that was the thing.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it was incredible. Everyone came. So tonight they'd be dressed in gear, which means they'd be dressed in game gear. It's combination mock, which means that we're going through our warm up. We're going to do this. We're going to run some. We're going to have some live plays. We're going to have some live plays. Not a bit. It's more of a festival type of a situation.
God.
And soap appeared.
You're so
it
right.
It doesn't happen anymore.
God,
it doesn't
you nailed
exist.
That.
You know, you know what you've done, Bill. You have set the text line ablaze.
Ablaze.
We've got about I don't know 70 texts in about the last 30 seconds.
Well, can we
this.
Hit a couple of them, Jake? Do we have time?
Do you want me to?
Yes.
Let me hit some texts here. I'm told right now, at least as of the early 2000s, these are now Gatorade scrimmages.
Oh.
Really?
So soap scrimmage, now Gatorade scrimmage by several people on the text line.
Okay.
So the concept is still there, but not with soap anymore.
Did people bring shampoo?
I don't remember. At least back in our day, it was straight soap.
Okay.
It was straight soap, but I don't know if
feels
it
like shampoo.
Would have been valuable.
Yeah.
Would have been valuable.
Keep going, Jake. Yes.
Daryl says, Exeter Eagles soap scrimmage, 1980s. Beautiful times.
You know what beautiful it was? Times. Better times.
He said beautiful times.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, beautiful.
Like
beautiful. Yeah, I like that. Beautiful times. Thank you.
We'll
anything else from the text line,
someone
Jake?
Doesn't tell me where they're from, but they say good old class two. My alma mater still does this. What school are we talking about here?
Yeah, let us know if that's
good
Jake,
old
please report.
Class two.
Yeah.
D2.
Class
D2.
D2.
Oh, nice.
Chad says, we still had a soap scrimmage in Ogallala in 1995.
95, okay, still had it.
Someone says, I graduated from Waverly in 06, and we still had soap scrimmages there.
Wow, okay, this is good to know.
People are saying in general, someone went to O'Neill, St. Mary's, went to Gatorade scrimmage in 05, but 04 it was still a soap scrimmage.
Soap to Gatorade. Okay, it makes sense, though.
It does.
It does make sense. I'm not down on that.
No, I'm not either.
Not down on that, but that...
I like the soap better.
The soap, yeah, way better. I mean, and honestly, it should be brought back.
If you're
in a tank, just bring it back. Just say, you know
do
what?
Kids still, do they go in a locker room and shower?
I don't think they do as much. Honestly, they don't.
I don't think that's as much of a thing anymore. Yeah. But it was definitely a thing back in our day. That's where you showered.
I mean,
yeah.
Somehow I missed out on this. I don't know.
Interesting. That's okay.
I don't have any recollection of a soap scrimmage.
Well, you were born at a different time.
In different times.
Better times over here.
We lived the life.
Listen, this
life you lived, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Better times.
Brett, Minnesota. Soap scrimmage was every year at Broken Bow High School. The Hammer, Irish Spring was the bomb. Good call.
Irish Spring was big.
Irish Spring, I guess that was, yeah.
Yeah, that was big. That was a big thing to hit that.
Now,
Someone says we had a soda scrimmage. They'd sell the pop at the concession stands during the year.
Soda scrimmage.
Not soap, but
never
soda.
Heard of that, but that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
By the way, the person was from Ansley Litchfield.
That was the D2. Ansley. Cheryl.
Nice. Anything else, Jake?
Sanderson says it was... Cheryl and Ansley, is that right?
Shout out to Cheryl.
Okay. Yeah. I thought Cheryl. I heard that. I had to stop.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Do you have Sip's number still?
Yeah, please text
Shoot him a C-shirt.
Sanderson says, it was just bars of soap my 4 years from 84 to 88 in Fairbury.
Yes.
So Lexington class of 2015, boys did Gatorade scrimmage and softball girls did sunflower seed scrimmage.
I like that. That's solid.
I
like the creativity. I wish it was soap. I wish it stayed soap forever. The best part about this is that everyone of Jake's age and even younger I've heard the term soap scrimmage.
But not me.
But had no idea what it meant.
Now they do.
You knew, but you've heard the term soap scrimmage, right, Jake? You had heard that.
Vaguely. I'm vaguely aware of that term. I'm vaguely aware of it.
Okay, Sip will spit it out right away. Yeah, soap scrimmage. That's what they're doing Friday night for the one week out from the game. Remember, and it's always one, it's on the Friday, and it's one Friday out from the game. That's when it goes down.
McSafety. Yeah, our friend McSafety chimed in.
Are you kidding me? The one who does all safety in the entire state of Nebraska?
That one. He says, in the 60s, it was lava soap.
Lava. Yep. Solid, yeah.
Solid.
Yeah.
Industrial soap.
Industrial soap. some body parts could take a... Yeah, could be a little rough.
This is an interesting discussion. It is. Now, here's the thing, Bill. You could bring it back easily. I think that's the value of this discussion.
Yeah, why did it go away to Gatorade?
That could come back.
This needs to bring it back.
Now, again, though, I guess we kind of covered the reason it might not come back. I don't know if the kids do the shower post-practice game, post-game thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't know for sure on that.
I don't know that.
Steven in North Carolina says, I played for Marty Hinkst at Milford High School in the mid-80s. Friday night, we had soap scrimmage, and after the first week of 2 days, we had a Saturday morning watermelon scrimmage.
That was a common thing. Not if it was so much that... People didn't like donate the watermelons. They ate watermelon.
Did you have that with Ron, your dad?
I don't remember it one time. I remember one time The best part was where he tells the entire team, and I was a freshman, we're all heading over. He goes, hey, we're all heading over to where Dead Man's Hill's at, which is about a two-block walk or three-block walk from the – we're walking over there. And Greg Christian looks at me and he goes, this is pretty cool. I think your dad's going to have a watermelon feed for me. Instead, we just ran up and down Dead Man's Hill for conditioning. True story. On the way over there, Greg Christian goes, it's pretty cool by your dad having a watermelon feed for us. No watermelon. There was no water. We ran up and down Dead Man's Hill. Yes. And then a bunch of people got Achilles injuries.
That was really worth it, wasn't it? Well.
Oh, but it was better times. Better times.
Soap scrimmage in Oshkosh.
No one blew out their Achilles. Okay. This had some strains. Okay. Some strains and no watermelon. The walk back to the locker room wasn't as spry. Is what we thought we were getting watermelon.
What did you say when he said that? Did you say, I don't know? I
did. I go, I have no idea. My first thought was, I go, this is pretty cool by my dad doing this. All of a sudden, all right, freshman up, whistle. Sophomores up. Just up and down dead man's
hill. Where's the watermelon?
Where's the watermelon? Just in
I wonder why. Craig, is his name?
Greg Christensen.
Wonder why he got it in his head that there's going to
be watermelon. Greg was a character. Greg was not, he was not, no matter what was going on for additional fitness, he was not bought into it.
Wonder why he thought there's going to be watermelon there. Anyway, that's really funny.
Regarding McSafety's comment on lava soap, Dave in Fullerton says that lava soap got donated to shop classes in high school.
Probably got handed over to there. So in Fullerton in the 70s, my dad was coaching there. Right. There would have been a soap scrimmage during that time. John Satin would have been playing that. Pat Larson would have been playing that. Tom Godowski.
McCook, class of 2016, so that's recent, always had two scrimmages, one watermelon and one soap/Gatorade scrimmage.
Just soap and Gatorade.
I got a DM from Trevor in Norris saying they got a sports beverage scrimmage tonight. They didn't say Gatorade, sports drink. Sports drink scrimmage tonight.
Just drink a bunch
Norris.
Of Red Bulls. Just give the kids a bunch of Red Bulls.
Diet Red Bulls.
This was pregame. This is pregame for the guys.
That's not going to a couple Celsius.
You guys want a Celsius?
Two for 475.
Yeah. That looks a little pricey. If you have the Gatorade one, you show up with the knockoff from Sam's.
I'm drinking that.
That is a glorious edition of a Friday Bills Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Did not play yesterday because we were at Ruhlman's. We're busy. But you are 3-0 in the week.
Yeah, we're undefeated right now.
So winning week is guaranteed. Can you go 4-0 without the Thursday game?
Yes.
Today, of course, is a Film Friday. And I've been thinking about Michigan, Jim Harbaugh, the situation
You've
up there.
You've been thinking about that, huh?
So I thought, how about we do some actors from Michigan today?
That's easy. I know. I'll nail this one.
I think you guys will do better than you think.
Okay, okay.
You'll do better than you think here. 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Zipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Zipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Zipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the deck down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Actors from Michigan, our random Film Friday topic today. I know you don't feel great about it. I think that you guys will do okay. We will get some questions right today. I promise you that.
Okay.
We got Henry on the line. Henry, do you feel any sort of strength about actors from Michigan today?
No, not at all.
That's a proper answer.
That I feel good about. Well...
All right, let's get to it. Bill is a lifeline for SIP. One question as always. Henry, first question to you. What actor born in Birmingham, Michigan, was Chris Farley's sidekick in Tommy Boy and Black Sheep?
David Spade
is correct.
Brilliant. Did you have that?
I had that one.
I think I would have gotten it. Go ahead.
1-0 lead for Henry.
Good job by Henry. See, Henry surprised
me. He nailed that.
Yeah.
Okay, first question. What actor from Detroit, Michigan played the lead role of Thomas Magnum in the TV series Magnum P.I.?
I got it.
Take it.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah.
That'd be Tom Selleck.
He always wore a Detroit Tigers hat.
Yep.
Good job. Okay, 1-1 tie.
See, Jake was right.
I told you you'd get questions right here. All right, back to you.
Those two are actually too easy, Jake.
Henry, for the lead, your last question here. What actor from St. Clair Shores, Michigan, was the funny Uncle Joey in the popular 90s sitcom Full House?
Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
Brilliant.
Is correct.
That was a hello.
Hello.
That may have been the best response you've had in a year of me doing this.
You wouldn't have had Dave Coulier.
No chance.
Okay.
No chance.
No shot, Jake. For me either.
Well, Bill is in play here, so.
Okay, well, let's
tie
it
up.
Hey, Steve. Lock it.
Own the mic.
Last question. What actor.
What does that mean?
What actor raised in Centerville, Michigan, played the role of Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies?
Oh, that little guy, Vin Troyer. Vince Troyer, Lynn Troyer, Finn Troya.
Do I give it to Nick? Nick, yeah? Yeah, okay, I'll give it.
Yeah.
The answer is
brilliant.
Vern Troyer.
Vern
that
Troyer.
Counts. Yeah,
I had the judges involved.
We shouldn't have been eye-rolled on that one.
I gave the judges approved, so it's fine.
Rico said yes, so did Swim.
Yep.
Rico said no, I think. Swim said yes.
This
is a tiebreaker.
This goes to you guys, and then Henry will go over under.
Hey, think about it.
And you can use sold on the number?
Because you haven't used them yet.
Got a pin?
Yeah. All right, here's the question. Here's the question. How old is Tom Selleck?
Okay. You write down a number, Bill.
You guys are allowed to convene because you haven't used Bill yet, so.
Ooh. Okay, now we got to decide how we're going to do this.
Can we do a point? We're one off.
No, we're two off. Or three off.
What'd you have? Let's just do that then.
What's our guess?
Let's do this.
Right.
Just go there.
We'll go 74.
Okay, over under 74 for Tom Selleck's age.
Within one or two.
Henry.
I'm going to go over.
Brilliant.
There goes the undefeated week. The answer, 79 years old is Tom Selleck.
I said 76.
You guys were in the right decade.
79?
79 years old.
God, he's an old man.
79 years old. So, Henry, we'll get you. Bengals, thanks for calling in. Nice win and calling down the road.
What a show he had.
Nice win from Henry today.
Magnum
victory.
Private investigator.
Victory for Henry.
Imagine us as private investigators.
Hey, listen,
we would solve nothing. We would solve, if they hire us, Bill, Sip, we need to have you guys. We'd have to have Jake to have. I mean, we come back 2 weeks later. What do you got? Is my wife actually having an affair? I've got no idea.
No.
I have no idea. We've been,
I said you
we followed
do well.
The wrong person for the first 10 days.
I think we'd do more important things than that.
We got all four questions right today, by the way. I said you'd do well in this.
No,
all
you're right. Right.
Vern.
The spillover's next. We got a special guest, Doug Gans, in an early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.